This is Akashvani, the news read by Subha Kaul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has successfully concluded his historic two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he came to the great nation with the aim of deepening friendship between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he held productive talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during their bilateral talks. The Prime Minister said that India firmly believes that peace must always prevail in the region. During the bilateral talks yesterday, Prime Minister Modi invited President Zelensky to visit India. Mr. Modi also told Mr. Zelensky that both Ukraine and Russia should sit together without wasting time to find ways to end the ongoing war, and that India had been on the side of peace since the beginning of the conflict in February 2022. Speaking to media after the meeting, the Ukrainian president said that India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News and PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is looking forward to closely working with the US across the domains of defence for capability building and for an abiding technology and industrial partnership. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the senior leaders of the US defence industry at a roundtable organised by US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Mr. Singh also emphasized that India welcomes U.S. investment and technology collaboration and is ready with a skilled human resource base, robust pro-FDI and pro-business ecosystem, and large domestic market. The roundtable was attended by a large number of U.S. defense and technology companies. The defense minister also met the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in Washington, D.C. They deliberated on the evolving geopolitical situation and certain key regional security issues. They also discussed the ongoing defense industrial collaboration projects between India and US and potential areas where the industries of the two countries could work together. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports Raksha Kharse today reached Kathmandu, Nepal to oversee the return of the victims and survivors in a road mishap in Tanuhu district of Nepal. According to the Embassy of India, Kathmandu, 27 Indians have lost their lives in the accident. In a social media post, Ms. Kharse said she discussed the rescue operation and further course of action at Tribhuvan International Airport, Kathmandu, with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastava and Joint Secretary of Ministry for Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Brigu Dhuan. On the request of the Maharashtra government, an Indian Air Force plane will bring the bodies of the Maharashtra pilgrims killed in a bus accident. Ms. Kharse also visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital to see admitted people injured in the accident. 16 passengers were airlifted to Kathmandu for further treatment at TU Teaching Hospital. Embassy of India in Kathmandu continues to be in constant touch with the local authorities and the hospital staff for treatment of the injured and earliest repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased to India. The embassy has issued 24/7 emergency relief numbers, which are +977 985 110 7021, +977 985 131 6807, and +977 974 983 3292. One of India's finest white ball batsmen, Shikhar Dhawan, has announced retirement from all forms of international and domestic cricket. 38-year-old Dhawan shared an emotional retirement video on his social media and thanked his family, coach and team members for support. The left-handed batter appeared in 37 tests, 167 ODIs and 68 T20 internationals for Team India. At the ongoing Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian women extended their dominance to win first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.